From NPR Music, WGBH, and WBGO, you're listening to a live concert recording from the 2012 Newport Jazz Festival. For more music, visit npr.org/NewportJazz.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Matt Mitchell on the piano. And Matt Moran on the vibraphone. Red Waringa on the accordion. Chris Speed on clarinet and tenor saxophone. Drew Grass on the bass. And on the first piece you hear, you heard Theo Bleckman. That was a tune called Karamag, which is dedicated to one of the hippest German toilets. If you ever go to Germany, you've probably had some sort of interaction with a Karamag toilet. And then before that, we played a piece from the last record called The Snow is Deep on the Ground. And now we're going to continue with some material from the last record. This is Showtime, and 23rd Street Runs Into Heaven. This is going to feature the one and only Kurt Elling.
Showtime. Soon it will. Soon it will. Soon it will be showtime again. Somebody will paint beautiful faces all over the sky. Somebody will start bombarding us with really wonderful letters. Letters full of truth and gentleness and humility. Soon. It says here. Showtime. Soon it will. Soon it will. Soon it will be showtime again. Somebody will paint beautiful faces all over the sky. Somebody will start bombarding us with really wonderful letters. Letters full of truth and gentleness and humility. Soon, it says here. Thank you. showtime. Soon it will. Soon it will. Soon it will be showtime again. Somebody will paint beautiful faces all over the sky. Somebody will start bombarding us with really wonderful letters. Letters full of truth and gentleness and humility. Soon. It says here. Showtime. Soon it will. Soon it will. Soon it will be showtime again. Somebody will paint beautiful faces all over the sky. Somebody will start bombarding us with really wonderful letters. Letters full of truth and gentleness and humility. Soon, it says here. Twenty-third Street runs into heaven. You stand near the window as lights wink along the street. Somewhere a trolley taking shop girls and clerks home clatters through this before supper Sabbath. An alley cat cries to find the garbage cans sealed. Newsboys begin their murder into pennies round. We are shut in. Secure for a little, safe until tomorrow. You slip your dress off, roll down your stockings, careful against runs. Naked now, with soft light on soft flesh, you pause for a moment. Turn and face me. Smile in a way that only women know who have lain long with their lover and are made more virginal. Our supper is plain, but we are very wonderful. To marry the second mayor's daughter by 12 noon. The order arrived 3 minutes up. I already had a wife. The second mayor was childless. But I did it. Next, they told me to shave off my father's beard. All right. No matter that he'd been a eunuch and had succumbed in early childhood. I did it. I shaved him. Then, they told me to burn a village. Next, a fair-sized town. Then, a city. A bigger city. A small down-at-heels country. Then, one of the great powers. Then another, another, another. In fact, they went right on until they told me to burn up every man-made thing on the face of the earth. I did it. I burned away every last trace. I left nothing. Nothing of any kind whatsoever. Then they told me to blow it all to hell and gone. And I blew it all to hell and gone. Oh, you can bet I did. Now they said, put it back together again. Put it all back the way it was when you started. Well, it was my turn then to tell them something. Shucks, I didn't want any job that bad.
Kurt Elling. We're going to do another love song by Kenneth Patchen. It's called Do Me That Love. And this happens to be my sixth wedding anniversary to the lovely Kate Schroeder. And so all of Kenneth Patchen's love poems he dedicated to his wife, Miriam, so... Today I'm dedicating all of these love poems that we're doing today to Kate. And I was looking up on Wikipedia this morning about what to get someone for their sixth anniversary, and it said iron. Sounded pretty strange. So I think Jazz Festival is better than iron. So here we go. This is Do Me That Love.
Do me that love as a tree where birds and winds sing, though they know how real night is, and no one can go on for long in any. Do me that love, do me that love, do me that love as the rain, that has voices in it. From old weathers, life's considered and rejected as ours will be. The rain comes down and flowers grow on the graves of our enemies. Love, do me that love. that knob. Do be the thank you.
I opened up the window, they called across to ask me to get some beer and come up and cut a few touches. I had already gone to bed, but I got some clothes on and went down to the store for the beer and some of that nice, dry kind of salami. When I got up there, there were two old women and a tall, skinny fella sitting half-dressed, holding musical instruments. Now, by half-dressed, I mean the old women were in their birthday suits, and the skinny fella had a couple of heavy overcoats on over his regular duds. And speaking of musical instruments, I refer to the fact that each of them was holding a full-blown mermaid in form-fitting tights who was sort of crooning like a sort of Mel Torme with a Greek accent. As I commenced to set my parcels on the bed, another old lady came barging out of the closet on zebra back. As I lifted her off, she said she had herself a sore behind from riding all the way up from Boston, and would I mind holding her a while? Well, pretty soon I wanted I should fetch some more beer, and I found the only way I could manage the old lady up the narrow stairs was to go backwards and to squeeze like crazy on her long legs. Even then, those bony knees of hers sounded an awful lot like somebody having a fit with a snare drum on either side of us. And every trip I had to go to a different grocery market where we hadn't already been bounced out on my on my ear, and they kept getting farther and farther apart. But as a wise man once said, when you come to think of it, a wise man seems to have said just about everything there is to say about just about everything there is to say about just about everything. Isn't it curious then that everybody seems to go on living more and more foolishly every second? But anyway, this wise man anyway once said, all things do come to sometime. As for me, I took the next day off and moved into the broom closet of the nearest YMCA.
Thank you very much. That was Opening the Window by Kenneth Patchen. wonderfully recited by the great Kurt Elling. We're going to do one more piece for you. Before I do, I want to thank especially George Ween for putting this whole thing together and keeping it going all these years. I want to thank my lovely family for coming out and being there for me, always. And of course, the great musicians here on stage with me. Chris Speed on tenor sax and clarinet. Red Wieringa on accordion. Drew Gress on the bass. Matt Moran on the vibraphone. Our plus one, Matt Mitchell on the piano. And our special guest, Theo Bleckman. And back there, Kurt Elling. After the set, I'm going to be over there. If anyone wants me to sign any CDs, I'll sign any CDs, even if they're not mine. And I'll sign any name. I've been working on a Barack Obama autograph recently, so I'll do anything. Thank you again for being here.